you're not classed as homeless until you actually present yourself at the council offices and say, I have nowhere to live tonight. And then you're classed as homeless. Whereas if you presented yourself at the council and said, look, I'm homeless, but my sister's put me up, or my aunt's put me up, or I've had to move back to my mother's because I've had it receive the termination notice, which I informed you 6 months ago and has come to fruition now. But I'm going to be living at my mother's until I get somewhere. You're not really classed as homeless there. That's not a homeless statistic. It's only when you're out and you're homeless and you're there, they only take that right. They know where to go tonight. They're homeless. Now, how do they measure that? Now, there was a time when we give people vouchers. That didn't really work. We have to acknowledge that it was abused in some situation. But we're in a worst-case scenario now because we have the defective blocks. We have a strategy that, while it works for some people, it doesn't work for everyone. We have people, many reasons people become homeless through, whether it's been addiction problems, mental health issues. And while the hostels are good for accommodation, I don't know about the wraparound services and how good they are. And then if someone has an addiction or a mental health issue, goes to a hostel and there's other people in there that might make them feel uneasy. So look, there's a number of, I think you just, we need to review the review. The strategy there now since 23 and it'll be till 28.
Yeah.
And we're mid-term now. I think it's a good time to review it. But they look at all the problems that we have in this county.